And Father, as you come forward this morning, God, I just want to thank you for all the beautiful words, thank you for beautiful weather and another day for you. Suffering various diseases Decapolis, and to Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond all Jordan. Ministry, 6 and the next few chapters, several chapters, talks a lot of misdeeds and parables and all that, and just begin right here. Good luck. Good thanks for reading here in the next few weeks. For next week, for everybody, just find something, or not find something, give a time in your life when you was tempted to do something wrong, and you either overcame it or gave into it.
We were supposed to get an example in the Bible, and someone repented and what they repented of, and I got Paul, was trying to get rid of the godly men, and then a bright light shone on him, and then he repented and went about doing good.
When the Lord told Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach, he wasn't ready to obey, so the Lord had to discipline him, and then he listened and went and preached.
Zacchaeus repented and gave the money back that he stole.
We had the same assignment as the younger boys. Rahab was a harlot, and she repented and became one of God's people, even though she was used to doing something that is just one of the worst things.
I thought of Jonah when he was supposed to go preach to the city of Nineveh, and the king heard his preaching and he decided to repent and he saved the city from destruction.
I thought about Paul. He was really into killing all the Christians that he could find. And then God came to him and made him blind and told him to go to some other person. I can't remember his name. But anyway, he was converted and he started preaching and traveling all kinds of other countries to teach about Jesus.
I thought about Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector, and the tax collectors would get more than they were supposed to leave some for them, and they would get rich. And then Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector, and then Jesus came along, and he went to Zacchaeus' house for supper or whatever, and they were talking, and Zacchaeus said he would repay it to everyone that he stole, and repay it fourfold. And so he repented and gave back to those he stole from.
When Paul and Silas were in jail, they were singing, and then an earthquake made the jail fall apart, and the jailer got really scared and he was going to kill himself, but Paul and Silas preached to him. They said, "No, you ought to get saved." And so he got baptized and repented of all his sins.
In Matthew 9:9, it talks about Matthew. He used to be a tax collector, and Jesus came by and told him to follow him, and he left all his tax collecting to learn from Jesus.
In the book of Baruch, it tells about people that there was people in Babylon that Israelites that had been in exile, and they were repenting and asking God for mercy to let them get back to their own land. But the sad thing was, it seemed like they only did that when they were in bad trouble, and they started to sin whenever things went well for them.
I thought about Saul when he was chasing David, trying to kill David, because he thought David was trying to take over his kingdom. When they came into the cave, one of his followers asked, why didn't he kill him? And he said, who am I to kill the king? And afterwards he repented to God and David.
When Joseph's brothers went to feed their flock in the shepherd, I think it was, somewhere, and Joseph went to check on them, and they took Joseph and threw him in the pit and sold him off to Egypt. Later, they repented of it because they knew they had done wrong, and they sold him into Egypt, and then he was able to save the people from the famine and stuff.
And when Jesus getting crucified with the two thieves, one was still mocking Jesus, but even though he was getting crucified, and the other thief told the other thieves, like, how can you mock now? As you know that this is the Messiah, and he repented.
I was thinking about the blind man, and I think it's John 9. And this blind man, he was blind from birth, I think, and Jesus chose him to open his eyes to show the works of God. And so he opens this man's eyes. Well, then the neighbors and everybody knew that he was blind. We're wondering about this. And they asked the man who had opened his eyes, and he told him. Well, then these people brought him to the Pharisees. And the Pharisees were like, they already had it preconceived that Jesus was a sinner, and but they couldn't deny that he had done this miracle, because they asked the man, they asked his parents, and they confirmed everything. But then they asked the blind man again, who was this? And the man had already told them that it was Jesus. And well, they asked him again. He's like, what, do you want to become his disciples too? And the blind man said, I don't know whether this man was a sinner or not, but I know that he opened my eyes. And so he believed based on the evidence that was shown to him in his own life. He believed in Jesus. But then, so these Pharisees said, well, we're Moses' disciples. You might be Jesus' disciple, but we don't know where Jesus is from. We know that God spoke to Moses. But as for Jesus, we don't even know who he is. And then the man, he marveled and told them, this is amazing. You don't believe that this man is from God, yet he opened my eyes. And so then they're like, what? Now you're trying to teach me, and you're a sinner? And they put him out of the synagogue. But then I just thought it was neat that Jesus came to the blind man and said, do you believe in the Son of God? And this blind man, up to this point, he still hadn't connected that Jesus was the Son of God. Well, then, so he asked Jesus, he was like, who is the Son of God that I may believe in him? And Jesus said, I am he. And right then, at that moment, his eyes were open. That Jesus himself that had opened his eyes was the Son of God. And so he said, I believe. And then, anyway, I was thinking about that in our own lives and how we know what's right. We know what's wrong, and the evidence is right in front of us of right and wrong. And it's up to us to choose to believe that and to live that out and to do God's will. And it's not us it's not of our own works that we have brought about this opportunity for us to do what's right. It's God that has opened our eyes. It's our parents. It's the people that love us. But it's up to us to believe those things and to apply those to our lives.
To get an example in the Bible and someone repented and what they repented of, and I got Paul was trying to get rid of the godly men, and then a bright light shone on him, and then he repented and went about doing good.
When the Lord told Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach, he wasn't ready to obey, so the Lord had to discipline him, and then he listened and went and preached.
Zacchaeus repented and gave the money back that he stole.
We had the same assignment as the younger boys. Rahab was a harlot, and she repented and became one of God's people, even though she was used to doing something that is just one of the worst things.
I thought of Jonah when he was supposed to go preach to the city of Nineveh, and the king heard his preaching, and he decided to repent, and he saved the city from destruction.
I thought about Paul. He was really into killing all the Christians that he could find, and then God came to him and made him blind and told him to go to some other person. I can't remember his name, but anyway, he was converted and he started preaching and traveling all kinds of other countries to teach about Jesus.
I thought about Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector, and the tax collectors would get more than they were supposed to leave some for them, and they would get rich. And then Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector, and then Jesus came along, and he went to Zacchaeus' house for supper or whatever, and they were talking, and Zacchaeus said he would repay it to everyone that he stole and repay the fourfold. And so he repented and gave back to those he stole from.
When Paul and Silas were in jail, they were singing, and then an earthquake made the jail fall apart, and the jailer got really scared and he was going to kill himself, but Paul and Silas preached to him. They said, "No, you ought to get saved." And so he got baptized and repented of all his sins.
In Matthew 9:9, it talks about Matthew. He used to be a tax collector, and Jesus came by and told him to follow him, and he left all his tax collecting to learn from Jesus.
In the book of Baruch, tells about people that there was people in Babylon that the Israelites had been in exile, and they were repenting and asking God for mercy to let them get back to their own land, but the sad thing was, it seemed like they only did that when they were in bad trouble, and they started to sin whenever things went well for them.
I thought about Saul when he was chasing David, trying to kill David, because he thought David was trying to take over his kingdom. When they came into the cave, one of his followers asked, "Why didn't he kill him?" And he said, "Who am I to kill the king?" And afterwards, he repented to God and David.
When Joseph's brothers went to feed their flock in the shepherd, I think it was somewhere, and Joseph went to check on him, and they took Joseph and threw him in the pit and sold him off to Egypt. Later, they repented of it because they knew they had done wrong, and they sold him into Egypt, and then he was able to save the people from the famine and stuff.
And when Jesus getting crucified with the two thieves, one was still mocking Jesus, but even though he was getting crucified, and the other thief told the other thieves, like, "How can you mock now? As you know that this is the Messiah," and he repented.
I was thinking about the blind man, and I think it's John 9. And this blind man, he was blind from birth, I think, and Jesus chose him to open his eyes to show the works of God. And so he opens this man's eyes. Well, then the neighbors and everybody knew that he was blind. We're wondering about this, they asked the man who had opened his eyes, and he told him. Well, then these people brought him to the Pharisees, and the Pharisees were like, they already had it preconceived that Jesus was a sinner, and but they couldn't deny that he had done this miracle, because they asked the man, they asked his parents, and they confirmed everything. But then they asked the blind man again, who was this? And the man had already told them that it was Jesus. And, well, they asked him again. He's like, "What, you want to become his disciples too?" And the blind man said, "I don't know whether this man was a sinner or not, but I know that he opened my eyes." And so he believed based on the evidence that was shown to him in his own life. He believed in Jesus. But then, so these Pharisees said, well, we're Moses' disciples. You might be Jesus' disciple, but we don't know where Jesus is from. We know that God spoke to Moses. But as for Jesus, we don't even know who he is. And then the man, he marveled and told them, this is amazing. You don't believe that this man is from God, yet he opened my eyes. And so then they're like, what? Now you're trying to teach me and you're a sinner? And they put him out of the synagogue. But then I just thought it was neat that Jesus came to the blind man and said, do you believe in the Son of God? And this blind man, up to this point, he still hadn't connected that Jesus was the Son of God. Well, then, so he asked Jesus, he was like, who is the Son of God that I may believe in him? And Jesus said, I am he. And right then, at that moment, his eyes were open. That Jesus himself that had opened his eyes was the Son of God. And so he said, I believe. And then, anyway, I was thinking about that in our own lives and how we know what's right. We know what's wrong, and the evidence is right in front of us of right and wrong. And it's up to us to choose to believe that and to live that out and to do God's will. And it's not us it's not of our own works that we have brought about this opportunity for us to do what's right. It's God that has opened our eyes. It's our parents. It's the people that love us. But it's up to us to believe those things and to apply those to our lives.